Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning.
The low in Brent last week was $94.50 per barrel. How has it weakened so much?
Well, that particular low was reached on Thursday afternoon as the US market was opening, and it happened as the S&P and other equities opened sharply lower. There were disappointing bank earnings from banks including JP Morgan, and its boss warned of the serious consequences for the global economy of all the various things that are facing the economy at the moment. And really, oil just followed that negative sentiment lower.
U.S. President Biden visited the Middle East last week. What has he achieved so far as the oil market is concerned?
Well, certainly the U.S. energy envoy has been trying to put a positive spin on the trip, but it's not clear how much really has been achieved in practice. The meeting with Saudi Arabia was, of course, always going to be rather awkward because of the comments that Biden had previously made about the Saudis and the killing of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi. There was a lot of talk about extra capacity from the Saudis, but that's not coming on stream until the end of the decade, so it's pretty much irrelevant for present purposes. And Biden did say afterwards that he expects we'll see further steps in coming weeks, whereas on the other hand, the Saudis reiterated that it's OPEC Plus that decides output and calls the shots. One way of perhaps reconciling these two comments would be that the Saudis might do something through the OPEC Plus meeting, which is on the 3rd of August, and that would certainly be within Biden's time frame of in the coming weeks. And as OPEC Plus in that August meeting will be talking about their output from September onwards, and given that the previously introduced cuts will by that month have been unwound, at least the limits will have been unwound, if not the actual production, then perhaps OPEC Plus will lay out its go-forward plan. So we shall see. But of course, the crude output is only part of the problem for the US consumers. The other problem is global refinery capacity, and that a lot of the cost is actually coming through the premium in refined products over crude rather than just crude itself being high. And there's really nothing that OPEC Plus can do about that within its remit.
And what is the outlook for oil following the sharp drop last week?
Well, the market's so far stronger today. We've got 104 on the screen at the moment. But the low we saw last week, 94.50, that is the lowest Brent has traded since February this year. That move lower represents a break through the 200-day moving average, although, of course, it didn't close below that average. But nevertheless, the market has now switched into a downward trend, and that range at the moment, if you extrapolate that down, goes between about $90 and $107 per barrel. So I think the drivers that determine the short-term outlook and whether we stay in that downward trend or not are really going to come from equities, particularly speculation about what the Fed is going to do when it meets next week. Is it going to increase rates by 75 or 100 basis points? I think it's also worth keeping an eye on China and the COVID situation there. Cases are building again in Shanghai, and that certainly could be a worry for oil markets.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.